And you didn't tell me all that much about your home other than how you cooked and how it was heated and that sort of thing. How many rooms were there in the house that you remember living in?
There was probably five rooms. The porch.
Five rooms and porch. Mm-hmm. Fairly big.
They were large rooms.
Yeah.
Back then, they built large rooms because my sister and I shared a room, and the brothers had a room, and Mom and Daddy.
So how many brothers there were?
Well, the two older brothers.
Was enough space in between,
yeah,
that some of them ended up leaving.
Yeah, and my sister left when, I guess I was 12 years old. And my mother was sick that year and in the spring, and I dropped out of school probably in March or April. And I didn't go back until September, and I can remember that I didn't know whether I had been promoted
or not. Did they go ahead and promote?
Oh, yes.
I was going to say.
Didn't have any problem.
Well, that sounds like you were exceptionally smart because you skipped grade before anybody ever thought about skipping grade. You know, you...
Well, I could do most anything that anybody else could do. I took typing. Well, I worked that summer that I was in the 10th. Well, I finished the 10th grade, the summer before I went in, when I went in 10th grade. And I worked at a drugstore and at school. And, of course, money was scarce back then. You just didn't have much money. And my senior year, I worked in the principal's office and made enough money to pay for my typing.
Your typing class,
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
I had to pay extra.
When you worked in the drugstore, did that money go towards paying for something for your school, or did that go towards helping with the house, or did that give you spending money?
That was my money for my school.
For school and town.
I had to pay for the summer school course.
Oh, okay, that's right, that's right. They would have charged you for that. Were those the first two jobs that you got paid for doing, or did you do babysitting or other jobs that you
I
got
didn't.
Paid for? They kept you busy enough at home.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you live in the same house during all the time that you were growing up that you remember? Okay, you started out on the farm.
And we still stayed on the farm.
You stayed on the farm. It was just
a different
farm. Okay. But very similar
yes.
house and very similar... same type of heating and same type of bathrooms. And did you have later on? Did you have indoor water, or did you still get your water from the spring?
Still got water from a spring or a well.
Or a well. Who all was it? Mainly your father that did the work to support the family.
Well, the two brothers, older brothers. Yeah.
Helped him with the work on the
yeah.
farm. Did they have any jobs outside of the home where they helped and earned extra money for?
Not until after they got on up, 16.
Then they had jobs that were, what sort of things did they do then, do you remember?
I had an uncle that was a carpenter and he let him help.
Let him help
yeah.
him, paid
mm-hmm.
him some.
Mm-hmm. And my daddy would
And
work
then they would help out with the household expenses or whatever
yeah.
was needed.
My dad always, if he run short on money, he'd go and work at a sawmill.
He could earn extra money that
mm-hmm.
way too. Because that often happened from some of the other tapes I listened to. It seemed like sometimes,
then
even though they had farmers, sometimes they would also get other little odds and ends jobs.
Oh yeah, in the winter time. He would work, and in the summer, when he got through in what they call late pick crop by, he would work.
Mostly sawmill when he did work, though?
Yes.
Was that somewhere close? Was that in Coosa County also?
Oh, yeah.
So he didn't have to go off somewhere to work and then come. Okay, good. Were there times that there was no work? That you can remember any time that times were really hard and there wasn't work?
Well, we usually had plenty to eat, and we didn't have a lot of clothes, but we had the chickens and eggs and milk and butter, and we grew gardens that had all sorts and kinds of vegetables.
Was that part of your mom's job, to keep up with the garden for the household, or did he mostly do that?
We all worked in the garden.
Y'all worked.
We all worked in the garden, and we all worked in the field. If it, you know, the weather got messed up where he'd be behind, we all.
What sort of crops did he grow?
He grew cotton and corn and beans.
So did you pick cotton when you were?
Oh, yes, I picked cotton. I hated to pick dry peas, though, worse than anything else.
You had to pick peas, too, sometimes.
Yes.
Why did you hate dry peas?
They scratched my legs and hurt my fingers.
Did the cotton hurt?
Well, no, not that much.
Okay. Not as much as the peas?
No, I hate those peas.
So sometimes when crops had to be got in from the field, you might have to stay out of school a day. Or did school not start until after the crops were out of the field?
Oh, school started in September.
And sometimes the crops...
Sometimes we'd have to stay out.
Did it usually interfere with anything with the school? Could you usually catch up? And
I never had any problem in my school.
Do you remember other kids having problems with it, keeping caught up? Did any of your brothers or sisters or other kids that you can remember?
My brother that was just older than I had some problems, but he always stayed hurt all the time. He had broke arm and broke feet. He fell off of a foot log and broke both of his ankles. He had problems.
He just wasn't very coordinated.
You know, I guess that was from day one, because I remember several different times that his feet gave him problems. So.
Maybe he had a weakness with his feet. He may have just been like me. I'm kind of acting the front anyway.
He was.
Was he?
Even after he got grown and got married and worked, he tended to get hurt.
What did you do for fun? Did you have time to?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I was my granddaddy Bohannon's fishing mate. He'd come, they wouldn't let him go fishing by himself, so he'd come by and I'd go fishing with him.
Was it because he was older, or they were worried about
ready to fall in and couldn't get out? We played checkers and dominoes, and we rode the whatever kind of horse or mule that my daddy had. This brother Charles and I rode all of them. He didn't have any. I know he got one time, and he told us, he says, "Now don't get on that horse, it'll throw you." So we didn't say a word, and Charles was plying that horse, and I took him some water, and he says, "It's time to go home." So we both got on that horse and rode it home.
And it didn't throw you a bit, did
no.
it? So the horses and the mules were used to plow the fields, right?
Yes, that's right. And we didn't have a car, and we had a wagon.
You had a wagon that the horses or the mule pulled to take you where you needed to go.
That's right.
When you needed to go into town to get groceries or whatever groceries you got, you probably didn't get a lot, I don't imagine.
No.
You grew most of what you needed on the...
Flour and sugar and stuff like that.
How did you get the clothes that you had? Were they store-bought clothes, or did your mama make your clothes for you? Or
she made a lot of clothes, and by the time I was 12 years old, I made my own.
Okay, she had a sewing machine?
Yes. And it was an old pedal sewing machine.
Okay, that's what I was about to ask, is how was it powered? And it was one of the treadles that you...
Yeah.
That you... Put your foot back and forth on the little pedal down underneath, and it made it go around.
That's right.
My mother still had one of those, believe it or not, when I was a child. I don't know where she got it.
that's what we use, but I learned how to sew, and I learned how to crochet and embroidery. And
so you could do a lot of your own things by then. Where did you get the fabric? Did you buy the fabric, or were you like...
Sometimes, but the flour and the fertilizer came in printed bags, mm-hmm. and we would use them.
I remember my mother saying that she never had anything that wasn't made out of a flour sack till she got grown.
Material was 10 or 15 cents a yard back then, but you didn't have 10 or 15
no,
cents
No, you didn't
to
have
10 it.
Or 15 cents extra to buy it. That was a luxury that you couldn't afford.
You made your own bread, you didn't go buy it.
Right. Did you usually have bread with yeast? I mean, did you buy the yeast, or did you usually have...
Just had
biscuits and cornbread and things that you used...
Pancakes and whatever.
That you used baking soda with or whatever.
Yeah.
Were the boys' clothes also made, the shirts and things?
Made the shirts, but they...
The pants were probably... Jeans were probably bought. Or was it jeans that they wore? Did they wear overalls?
Overalls, or my older brother wore khaki pants. I can remember.
Looked like the khaki that we think of as khaki now, the kind of brownish color that we... Okay. That was just what he liked, and you could buy him.
Okay. Yeah, he would work in order to have his pants like he wanted.
And I noticed when I looked at your history that you filled out for me, you completed high school plus some college. Where did you go to college?
I didn't go to college. I took college courses after I went to work.
Okay. So after you went to work, you went back and did some college stuff?
Yeah. Just
Were they where you actually went to the school? Like, were they like you would go to...
To Birmingham.
To Birmingham to school? Which school did you go to, do you remember?
Well, I didn't really go to any specific school until I went to work at the bank. And I had to take banking courses in Birmingham.
And they sent you to take your banking courses?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Tell me what you ate in a usual day when you were a kid. When you were still at home.
For breakfast, you would have biscuit and butter and jelly or eggs.
Did you get to eat the eggs, or were they a lot of times sold for money?
Oh, we had eggs when
you had
we
eggs?
Wanted them, but
okay.
we had enough chickens that we usually had some.
I just wondered, because my mother said they had chickens that laid eggs, but they didn't get to eat those. Those were to be sold for money to buy things that they...
We sold eggs sometimes.
But you still had plenty.
Chickens was my pet. I grew baby chickens. I grew
them from the little bitty ones. So you had lots of chickens. You didn't have just layer hens. You had some.
We
that
had
were,
chickens.
How many roosters did you have?
I don't remember. Two or three.
Okay. You had enough. Yeah. All you know.
Yeah. And the hen set
and and occasionally you'd let you wouldn't collect all the eggs, and you'd let them hatch some of those chickens out, so it made more laying hens. Okay.
And my dad grew millet or whatever you make syrup out of, canes, sorghum.
Sorghum syrup.
Mm-hmm. And he always made syrup in the fall.
Do you remember how you make it? I don't know.
Oh yes.
Okay.
There was a syrup mill would be somewhere in the vicinity, and they moved from different areas at different times.
So they weren't a stationary something.
And they would haul their cane over to the mill and make the syrup. It usually took a couple of days.
So they actually took the cane, and somebody else did the actual making of the syrup.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know whether you made it at home or whether...
No, there's a big mill, and a horse pulls this thing round and round, and they put the cane...
And it squishes
and
the cane?
Got the juice out.
Uh-huh.
And they put the juice in a big pan, and
cook it?
Cooked it till it was syrup.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay, I interrupted you. And we got started off on another trail. We got breakfast was usually biscuits
and butter and jelly and maybe eggs.
Did you usually get to have breakfast?